Hello?
Hey, good morning. This is George. I'm calling from Locals Blast. Am I speaking with Yorson?
Yeah, this is. How you doing, George?
Great. Yourself?
Can't complain, brother. I'm just, I just wanted to talk to somebody yesterday because I've been getting a bunch of calls from, like, you know how you guys been making the accounts with Yelp and all of them people, correct?
Yes, right.
So, I mean, now they're calling and they're over here just backlashing you guys, talking about you guys didn't do this for me, you guys didn't do that for me. So I was like, do you guys get control of who can call and who cannot call and stuff like that or what?
That's an unfortunate reality. Yes, so we don't have a way of blocking that unless, of course, you on your phone block them intentionally. This is actually something that we gave you the heads up of during the client interview you had, which is that long call you had at the very beginning. You know, almost towards the end, there's a small little talk about spam calls and people who claim to be Google, sometimes Yelp, things like that. Yeah, so this is something that we're aware of. It happens all the time. It's completely normal, unfortunately. Some of these calls are real. Some of these calls are false. Some of these people are scammers, unfortunately. If someone is asking you to pay something, please don't. If you get any emails with links, don't click on them. But if you can, the only way to stop that is, of course, to manually block these calls.
Okay. No, yeah, because I was just wondering, because, I mean, they did touch some spots where, like, I do see that on the website. We do have a 555555 number on there. So that's the only thing that caught my attention, that is, like, it doesn't show our number, the one that you guys actually gave me that connects to my phone number, the 359 or whatever number you guys gave me at the beginning when we first talked. So it's like, that's like one thing that they did say, like, there's a phone number on there that it's just a random number. It's a 555. And I was like, no, I seen that. I'm like, but I'm assuming they're not done with the website yet, you know? So that's like, they're just calling pretty much putting, you know.
Yeah, I understand it. And again, this does happen a lot, unfortunately. And yeah, so the website is still being built. That's why you see the number. There's also a few other things that need to be tweaked here and there with the website before it's actually completed, but it is still being worked on. That is correct. Now, a lot of these companies, of course, when they are legit, assuming that they're not like scammers or things like that, you know, they're commission-based, so they'll do anything just to close a sale, and they'll say things like that and you know, basically just get all the small little details out so they could close that sale with you. But it's, yeah, so the website is still being built, and that's all of that you see there currently is going to be corrected. It's just a matter of time. It should be handled within today's Friday. We have the weekend, unfortunately, but by next week, you should have all of that completed.
Oh, no, you're fine. I just wanted to make sure, you know, we're on the same page, because I'm like, dude, I'm getting calls. I'm getting tired. And it's like, I had probably three other reps yesterday talking about, you know, the Google verification shit. I'm not showing them Google site yet. I'm like, well, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks that I've been with this company. I'm not going to just throw them off the band. Like, I'm trying to do my best too, but I'm like, I'm just not going to answer those phone calls either, or just hang up on them too. But they keep on insisting. They called me back like 30 times yesterday, dude. So it got to the point where I'm like, dude, like, is this going to be, you know, I remember you did say people were going to be calling, but no one has said that they're from Splash. Like, they're just ironically saying they're from Yelp, and you know, they built your page, and your page is here, but it doesn't show any of this and blah, blah, blah. Well, we can do this for you. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not interested in your services. You know, these guys told me, give us 3 months to get the whole thing rolling. I'm like, and I'm going to work with you guys for the 3 months. And then after that, give you guys some room to actually see if we do create leads, you know?
Of course, definitely. And, yeah, unfortunately, that's a reality, right? So if you can block those numbers to avoid, of course, getting those calls, again, that would be ideal. But yeah, also, I do want to take advantage of this call, and as we're speaking here, I am reviewing your account. I do see that the Google Business verification is still pending. We actually sent an email a couple of days back, which I can send again. That's no problem. This email has some steps for you to follow to complete the verification. And I'd like to ask you, sir, have you ever reviewed that email? Maybe do you have any questions on those stuff?
I have reviewed the email, but I kind of been busy to work to do video verifications. Like I told Eduardo, I'm like, I'm not meaning to push it back. I just been real busy to the point where, like, I haven't had time to make that video where it shows, you know, me starting the truck, showing my trailer, showing the tools I have, all of that. I did send pictures and stuff like that already to the, on the dashboard, app. I sent pictures and stuff like that. I just haven't done the video. That's the only thing that I believe I am missing. Cause everything else, I uploaded documents for, through the, app, to the local Splash app on my phone. I've uploaded the insurance, the licenses. I've done all of that. My tool pictures, trailer and dump trailer and truck pictures. I have uploaded those. So I just need to make the video. From what I know that I'm missing, it's just the video.
Right. That's not a problem. We understand that, you know, a lot of people are busy. So that's completely understandable. When you're ready, just make sure that if you have any questions in that moment, you can always give us a call. We'll be happy to guide you through step by step. And of course, show you exactly how that's done. So, keep in mind also that the sooner that's done, there's no rush in our end, of course, but the sooner that that's done, the faster that you can be on Google for you to get the benefits of the service.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind, right? And when you're ready, again, give us a call. We'll be happy to guide you through step by step on how that's done. That way you can, you do it in your first shot.
All right. Sounds good, George. I appreciate you calling back. Like I said, you guys been so far so good with the customer service and answer all my questions. So, like I said, I just wanted to make sure, you know, it was a normal thing that was going to be happening because these salesmen are just getting annoying and they're not cutting to the chase either. So I'm just like, dude, if you're going to here to sell this, just tell me what it is. Like I told Eduardo, don't give me the whole rundown. Just tell me the price and see what you guys got. And that's what I work with them. So, all right.
Absolutely. Not a problem. And well, thank you so much for letting us know. And again, if you get confused with anything, always give us a call. Let us know that you want a call. We'll give you a call back just the way we did today to have any question asked.
Sounds good, George. Thank you.
For sure. You have a good one.
You as well. Bye now.